welcome to another special episode of Routes Through Pokemon, where we had a special, I think last month, maybe 2 months ago, depending on when I finish editing this and get it up. I'm hoping to have it up before December, but we'll see. But I just kind of wanted to give an update on my journey through Pokemon Legends EDA. And I have Ruby here, so because she has watched a decent amount of the game, and get her opinions on it. So honestly, it's been a little bit since I played, because I wanted to do a recording before I finished the game. So I haven't played it anymore, like, at all for a bit.
I haven't watched some of your latest stuff,
because I know.
Playing, and I wasn't around.
I know. But I did recently do, like, a thing where I had to go through, like... Like, I went up a ton of ranks because of that one match, and I've gone up a couple more ranks since then. So I've battled with the gamer chick that does the streaming stuff. And I can't remember her name at the moment now.
Iona.
That's from Scarlet and Violet.
Oh.
No, there's this other chick. She's also an electric type, though, with a lot of yellow on her.
I thought you were, like, just saying that.
Yeah. But then I also battled, I think the last one I did was the fighting martial art guy that you meet earlier in the game, but we had a whole quest in the sewers where we had to go find her ghost type sister first, which was fun. She likes ghost type. I don't know. So I did that one.
Oh, I thought she was like a ghost type, and I was like.
And she's actually a fan of the streamer chick, which helped us find.
I thought that they were sisters.
No.
I'm very confused by what
you're saying. The sister of the fighting type that I had to do. Who's a guy.
Okay.
So, that's where I'm at. I also finished getting all the EVs I need to evolve and evolve them, so I have every Eeveelution. No shinies, but... Well, I guess, besides that, I'm having a blast with the game. I think it's a lot of fun, and I kind of miss playing it. And the DLC is supposed to come out in December, so there will already be more. Hopefully I can beat the game before the DLC drops, but we'll see.
DLC?
Downloadable content, so it expands the game, adds more Pokemon and stuff, including 2 Mega Evolutions of Raichu. But I just kind of wanted to hear Ruby's thoughts on the game from what she remembers and what she's seen. What do you think of the game?
Dude, I stayed up till like 2 a.m. watching you the one time, and then you kept playing him.
No, most of the time I played after that was with you, and then I started playing without you. What do you think of the new battle system?
I think it's cool.
Do you like it, the concept of it? You haven't tried it, but do you like the concept of it better than the normal battle
system? I think so.
Yeah?
I don't know for sure, but kind of.
I could see that. That makes sense to me. I mean, I like the take-your-turn chess match type battles. You know, I'm used to those. But this system is a lot of fun, where everything's on, like, a timer, so it has to, like, after you use it, you kind of have to wait for it to recover, but...
I like the battle zones and stuff and all that and the ranks. I haven't gotten to see a lot of that, because when I do watch you play, you're on all your side quests!
Well, I like to do all the side quests. Oh, I don't know, have you seen me play where I can glide now?
See, you're playing without me.
My Rotom phone, it recently got an update, so I can glide now from my position. So it helps me reach things I couldn't reach before.
Good for you.
And every time I make progress in the story now, it seems I get more wild zones to explore and catch Pokemon in. Mm. So the wild zones have been increasing as the game goes on. And there's more to go.
I like the concept of wild zones. I find it very interesting. If I was in the game, I'd be like against wild zones, you know.
But if you lived in the world?
Yes.
Gotcha.
But playing the game or spectating the game, I like the idea of them, the concept.
It's kind of weird to me that they exist, because there are Pokemon just running around the city too.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Like, I catch a bunch of Pokemon on rooftops and stuff. That's where I get all my Eevees, is out on rooftops. They're mostly on rooftops, but not always. Like, you have Kakuna and trees and places and stuff. Right? So I'm like, what's the point of the wild zone? I mean, there's certain Pokemon you can't find elsewhere that are only in wild zones, but... And, like, sometimes the wild zones take on an atmosphere. Like, there's one that's all icy stuff now, which that area wasn't icy before, but now with the wild zone it is. And so you can find your, like, Delibirds and stuff there.
Hmm.
Oh, and I recently found out my friend that got me hooked into the whole group and stuff in the game, you know? Tawny, who can also be Urbane if you're playing as a girl. That character apparently borrowed money from some organization, and they are not nice.
Oh.
So I'm dealing with, I think they're like the Rust company or organization or Rust gang or I don't know what they're called. Anyway, I think Rust is part of it, but so I'm dealing with that problem at the moment too. And there's all these mega evolutions that are happening, like without like these events that happen where you have to go find these specific ones because we've tracked where they're going to happen and I'm supposed to deal with them because they're just a wild mega, which shouldn't happen. So it's been really interesting. But yes, I love the battle system. I did make sure to get my Greninjite because you have to play online battles and get a certain rank to earn some of the mega stones for some of the Pokemon. So I do have a Mega Greninja. I can make my Greninja Mega now, which is fun. And have you seen the Mega Greninja?
No.
Well, sheesh. Anyway, basically he creates a giant, like, shuriken, and he hangs upside down from it and, like, flies around on it, basically. It's really weird, but it's cool. Because he's a ninja. But I don't know if I still have a chance to get the one that's out now, which is for one of the other starters from X and Y, but I haven't played in a while, so. But they also made it easier. They lowered the ranks you need to achieve to be able to get it, so. Hmm. Which I think is kind of weird, but maybe too many people complaining. But it wasn't hard to get the Greninjite one either. Granted, it was new, so it was easier to get up higher ranks, probably. The game. Game being new. Mm-hmm. So that could be part of it. But yeah, I like the setting. I know some people have complaints about some of the graphics. Would you have any complaints about the graphics of the game that you've seen as I played for hours and hours and you watched?
No.
See? So people are silly.
No, people are dumb.
So like, if you pay close attention, you can notice that a lot of the buildings look very, very flat. Like, there's the design of like balconies and stuff, but it's just flat. It's just a flat.
I mean, I've seen that.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
People do. People really do.
Go suck it up. Make your own video game. Let's see how that looks. Yeah?
The second complaint that people have is the same as your brother's, actually, Flames. Still no voice acting.
Dude, I don't want voice acting.
You don't even want it. That's interesting. So many people want it. And they think it's much more annoying because it shows their mouths moving like they're talking and there's no voice acting. Like, it just makes their mouth move because they're talking.
Go cry in a corner.
Well, Ruby obviously thinks that those who have those complaints are just ridiculous.
Okay, people complain about these things and like, oh. Okay, you do it.
Right, right.
See how hard it is.
Or how costly it is.
Yeah. Go take a look into it. Go make your own video game. Make it as successful as Pokemon.
Well, see, they would argue, though, that other companies seem to be able to manage this. And Pokemon Company has a lot of money.
Go cry in a corner.
I would also want to remind people that, remember, Red and Blue have mechanics that don't even work the way they're supposed to. So, like, and this is carried on through at least Gold and Silver and I'm sure other games. Like, yeah, your Ultra Ball is supposed to be the best at catching things, but actually it's not in Red and Blue. And Ghost is supposed to work against Psychic, but it doesn't in Red and Blue. Or all the different types of Pokeballs you can get from Kurt in Gold and Silver, and almost none of them work the way they're supposed to.
They're free Pokeballs.
They are free Pokeballs, and I do appreciate that. All right. Well, any other thoughts about the game in general?
No, I don't think so.
You think you're going to play it sometime?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll have an update of me beating the game, at least the main story of it, in December. But for now, I think that's all we got for our little bonus episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're enjoying my my Pokemon Snap journeys. And
I thought you were going to say, I hope you're enjoying the mic.
Ruby's eating her microphone, so I don't know what's going on there. But also,
it tastes disgusting. Make sure your tongue doesn't touch it.
But also, Ruby and I have started our work on the Ruby and Sapphire video games. So that we'll have some episodes ready for you in the new year. So I hope you're all looking forward to that because I was super excited to start it. And so far, we're having a pretty good time.
Yeah, we actually recorded episodes that are going to be a month after Valentine's Day.
We didn't record whole episodes that are.
Almost, and we will have them probably in January. Well, that's not too early then. Okay.
Exactly.
Still, though.
But we do need to be ahead of the game because we're going to take a break over Christmas, but then we'll record a decent, like, some in January and stuff, but then, you know, there's going to be Valentine's Day. I have a men's retreat to go on, and you have nationals.
In April.
There are things that are coming up over time that we're going to need to be ahead on, so that's part of the reason.
I do have weekend stuff, I guess.
Yeah. So, and you've been kind of busy this last few weeks with, like, babysitting and school and stuff, so.
School.
Yeah. School's so much fun. Anyway.
They gave me stuff to do over Thanksgiving break. Who does that?
Anyway, hope you enjoyed this little bonus, and we look forward to catching you on the next route. Bye-bye. Bye. Sayonara. Yeah.